Hey, Pastor John Aiken here. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Faith Center podcast. We hope today's teaching will awaken and equip you to live out your God-given purpose. Enjoy. So I'm excited to get to spend this time with you. I want you to open up your Bible to 1 John chapter 5. I want to pray. I will get 10 minutes on the clock and we will get started. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your love. And I thank you that you speak, God. You're not a mute God. You speak. And Lord, help us to hear and help us to listen. And may your voice jump off the page in Jesus' name. Amen. So in 1 John chapter 5, man, the whole chapter's good. It's all really incredible stuff. Talking about loving God and keeping his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. But look down at verse 4. 1 John 5, verse 4. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory. Just say that, victory. This is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. And look at verse 5. Who is he who overcomes the world? But he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. So I want to just pause on those two scriptures right here. And your ability to overcome the world, your ability to walk in victory is 100% not about you, but 100% about the one who has overcome the world, Jesus Christ. You by yourself and me by myself, we can't overcome anything. Without Christ, in the Gospel of John, it says we can do nothing. That's what Jesus said. We can do nothing without him. But with him, we can do all things. He's the overcomer. He's the one that's overcome. So our ability to overcome and walk in victory is completely and solely connected to his ability to walk in victory. I love what it says in John 16, right around verse 33. You know, it says, in this world, Jesus said this, in this world, you will have trials and tribulations, you know, and you study out those words, it's a lot of dark, painful stuff. Trials and tribulations, you'll have battles, you'll have darkness, you'll have attacks, and we all get that, we all see that. But Jesus is not emphasizing those things. He's emphasizing his ability to overcome those things. So what he says in John 16:33, you can look it up later, I believe that's the scripture, he says, in the world you will have trials and tribulations, but be of good cheer. For I have already overcome the world. I've overcome the world. So what he's saying is when these things are attacking you and facing you and you're having to go through these difficult and even dark times, be of good cheer. Choose joy. Because he has already overcome. He's already obtained the victory. So the battle's already won. The fight is already fixed. And so we just need to know how to overcome the enemy and how to overcome the things that the enemy is trying to use to overcome us and overtake us. How do we do this? And the scripture says, John 16, what I just said, Jesus said, be of good cheer. So you got to choose joy. You can't have a bad attitude about it and walk in victory. You got to choose joy. You got to be thankful that even though you might be in a battle, the battle is simply the process of unfolding the victory. So Lord, I thank you that somehow, some way, I don't know exactly how, but I choose to be joyful right now of the victory that is unfolding in my life. Because I never, as a believer, we're not moving towards victory. We're moving from victory. We've already won. And so we got to choose joy. And then it says here that he who overcomes the world, this victory is our faith. And that word, it's our faith. It's our faith in the victory that Christ has already accomplished. We put faith in him. We believe in him that if he's victorious, we're victorious. If he won, we win. And if he was attacked, we'll be attacked. But our victory comes out of the victor, which is Jesus Christ, our Lord. And so we put faith in him. He overcame the world. We can overcome the world. He overcame the enemy. We overcome the enemy. And we walk in this. And so it's our faith. It's our belief. It's our willingness. Here's what faith is. Faith is your willingness to see things from God's perspective. And so what you got to be able to do is say, God, I see this battle and I see this fight from your perspective, which is a victorious perspective. You can't have a defeated perspective and walk in victory. You got to choose to say, God, I believe because I'm born of you and you're my savior. You're my champion. You're my victor. My faith is totally in you and not in me. I'm not putting faith in my faith. I'm not putting faith in my ability. I'm trusting you. Now I'm going to partner with you. My faith is going to work. My faith will take action, but it's action in partnership with you and you leading me, being spirit led, being spirit filled. God, that I'm going to be thankful and I'm going to choose to be joyful and I'm going to choose to walk by faith by choosing to see everything from your perspective. So I see this battle or this trial or this difficulty from your perspective, which is a victorious perspective. So I love what 1 John 4 and 5 says. And that word Nike, it means to subdue, to prevail. So this victory and this victory and overcoming victory, it means to subdue, to prevail. It means to get the victory. It's the one who is victorious. So don't let your battle lie to you. Don't let your pain lie to you. Don't let your weariness lie to you. Christ is the victorious one. And because you are in Christ, because you put faith in Christ, you are the victorious one who has already overcome the world. It's already been done in Jesus. It's finished. We start from where he finished. And so I want you to just to think about that and to remember that this is how you can overcome the evil one. And then just real quick, I know you know this. I know y'all know this scripture, but Revelation 12, I know y'all know this. It says, man, the whole chapter's good. Revelation 12, we'll start in verse 10. If you go to Revelation 12, verse 10, I know you know this, and I'll make this quick. He says, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation, strength, and power, that's that word dunamis, that miraculous working power of God, miracle working power of God. Now salvation and power or strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ has come. For the accuser of the brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. And they overcame him, meaning the church, the brethren, they overcame him. The saints of God overcame him, overcame the one who was cast down, the serpent, the dragon, the enemy. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony, and they did not love their life unto death. I encourage you all week long to focus on 1 John 5, 4, and then focus on Revelation 12. It talks about there is a war in heaven, and then they kicked him out, Satan and his fallen angels, and they came down to the earth, but they're defeated. They're defeated, and Christ has won the victory. And then our victory is played out by our faith in the blood of the victorious one. Because on the battlefield, that his blood won us the victory. And so our victory is in the blood of the victorious Lamb of God. So we get victory because of his victory. And we got, and it's paid for by the blood of the Lamb. It's authorized by the blood of the Lamb. It's redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. So our faith is not in our effort. Our faith is not in our faith. We overcome the accusations of the enemy, the attacks of the enemy, the lies of the enemy, the deceit of the enemy. We overcome the one who's trying to deceive the world. We overcome him by faith in the blood of the Lamb, by faith in the word of our testimony. And what's the word of our testimony? Jesus. Jesus, the prophetic life of Jesus, the spirit of, there goes my timer, the spirit of prophecy is a testimony of Jesus. And so what that means is we know the word of God and we live by the word of God, and it's living and it's active, and then we, and that's our testimony. So when we get sidetracked or we get maybe fearful or whatever, we remember what he's done. We remember what he said. And we don't walk by sight. We walk by faith in the word of God and the word of his testimony. Because the blood of the testimony is victorious. The word of his testimony is victorious. And then we do not love our life unto death. We don't love our life. We don't put our hope in this life. There's more to this life than this life. Don't put all your hope in this life. Don't love this life. Enjoy this life, but don't love this life. Love eternal life. And that's how you overcome the enemy. Father, I pray your peace, your blessing, and your joy as you help us unfold the victory that you've already obtained for us by the blood of the Lamb, by your living word, and the testimony of your living word, and how your love conquers all. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Love you. God bless you. See you Sunday.
Thanks again for listening to the Faith Center podcast. To connect with us, go to faithcenter.tv and fill out our connection card. We pray blessings over you and your family. We'll see you next time.